known as the repository. Kashal had dinosaurs from an alternate Earth, a spaceship, giant bugs, lizard man shamans, and old sections of highways. Oh, as well as a Twankinian convenience store. Because of the spaceship, I had a futuristic multi-tool named Betsy. Kana frowned at me.
Kana see the old slut climb down to the beach. It's stupid. She seemed upset. Maybe we lose her. Shame that would be, for the old slut isn't worthless like the other one, the yellow-haired bitch.
Billy is not worthless. Thankfully, we were speaking ancient Arcadian and not English. She's a really good shot with the rifles.
Those light sticks are worthless.
Kana sniffed. She wasn't wrong. All our guns were out of charges. That was another reason why we needed to find the way station. Well, I'm going after the professor. If Billy wakes up, be nice to her. Kana grimaced. She'd made it clear that while she loved me, she would never trust the other women I was with. I didn't know why. I only hoped Kana would eventually be nicer to the other women. For now, I had other concerns. Opal, can you scan the beach? Is Holly there?
Host companion, Professor Holly Croft is down on the beach at the edge of this unit's scans to the south.
Thanks. I'd finally gotten Opal up to 70% of her full battery. That had extended her scan function, which really helped in all kinds of ways. She still insisted she was in an error state, 92% of her normal functionality, but I wasn't sure how much that extra 8% would get me. Well, maybe at 100% battery, she wouldn't complain so much. I was also hoping for more optimizations. I was sitting pretty at 54% optimized, and already I was faster, stronger, and more agile than your normal human, almost to the point where I could leap over tall buildings with a single bound. She'd also optimized the language center of my brain. I climbed down the rope ladder attached to the edge of our house. 100 feet down, I hit the beach and walked through the fog. What was Holly thinking? We didn't know if the beach was safe. Something had dragged off all the sleaze-knack corpses that had fallen onto the beach. I hurried across the sands until I reached Holly, who was in her white Paraxan survival suit, barefoot, with a hooded leather cloak she'd sewn herself. Kana wasn't wrong. The professor was really good at making things. She'd woven waterproof baskets, which took a shitload of skill, and she'd learned quickly from Kana on how to preserve meat and tan hides. We had a smoker now, on the side of our ridge, and we'd found a niche on the face of the cliff. There we created our meat locker, using stones, Twankinian cement, and planks for a door. Initially, clean water and food had been my main concern. Now I had other things to worry about. Holly quickly wiped away her tears.
Hello, Mr. Marshall. I'm fine. You shouldn't worry about me. I needed to be alone, and the ocean is beautiful, even with the fog.
If you're fine, then why are you crying? She went to talk, but then started weeping again. I hugged her. And instead of resisting, she rested her head against my chest. I wasn't going to push her to talk. We all dealt with stress differently. Holly put up a tough front, but inside I knew she struggled to make sense of what had happened to us. This wasn't the first time I'd held her while she cried.
I hate relying on you.
I eased her back so I could look at her face. Did I hear you right? Rely on me? We rely on each other, Holly. She stepped away from me as she again wiped the tears away.
But you know that's not true. Kana is alive because of you. If you hadn't rescued her, the sleaze-knack would have eaten her. You saved me and Billy time and again. No, Sid. You're the most important person in our community. Then Kana, then me. I'm not used to...
I waited for her to finish. We stood there in silence for a long time. Yeah, you're not used to living on another world. I'm not either. Yeah, I'm glad you see me as important, but come on. We're all important in our own way. I just had to defend Billy to Kana. Don't make me have that same fight again.
Billy is our resident sharpshooter.